Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for every morning Marasi Sheyichyu. And the schus Moshe Veshem Reishel Shem Mordechai, Chev Feg Bas Michai Dispasia, Wis Victoria Bas Tila Rovida, Chanagita Bas Nomi Liv, Sach Shachal Yisrael, Parshas Vayera. We learn about Avraham, who dwells in Gror. And Avram says to Sarah, she's my sister, and Avimelech takes Sarah. Shem comes to the king Avimelech in a dream, and he says to him, you want to die because the woman you have taken, she's a married woman. Avimelech didn't come near her. And he said, Hashem, Hagoy, a nation, Gam Tzadik, also a Tzadik, Tarog. Can he kill? Alo Amrali Achosi Bigami Amrali Chiyu B'Sam Levi V'Gon Kapayos, he sees us. Didn't he say to me, she's my sister? And she even said, he's my brother. With the innocence of my heart and the purity of my hands, I've done this. And Hashem says to him, Gam Rechi Adati Ki B'Sam Levavcha, he sees us, V'Chsof Gam Rechi Oschom Echatoli. I know that you did this with the innocence of your heart and I withheld you from sinning to me. And therefore I didn't let you touch her. And now, return the man's wife, he's a prophet, and he'll pray for you. You'll live. But if you don't return her, you're going to die, all you and all that's yours. So that's the parsha. The pasuk says, "Agoy gam tzedik tarog." Shoel Moreno Rabbeinu, Rav David Manzatzal, we're basing our shirin, his Torah. Mau goy, mau tzedik. What does it mean? Agoy gam tzedik tarog. So, what is this goy? In addition to the tzaddik, the Or HaChaim discusses this pasuk Ayin Sham. Ve'adayin tzarich bi'ur. Pasuk Hey. It says, "Halo hi u amar li achoisi hi v'hi gam hi amra achiu." What does it mean? V'hi gam hi. What's the double lashon? V'hi gam hi. As ma omer sham Rashi? Rashi omer, v'rabot abadim v'gmalim v'chamorim shalat kulam shalati v'amru li achiyahu. This includes her servants, camel drivers, and donkey drivers. I asked them all, and they said, she's her brother. He's her brother. That's what hi gam hi means. The problem is, the pasuk says, v'hi gam hi. And she says, it's talking about camels and stuff, but it doesn't seem to be Pshuto Shalmikra. Chamorim and Gemalim are not he. Avadim and Chamorim are not he. Later on, Pasuk Tes, Vayikra Avimelech Lavram, Vayomer Lo, Ma'asita Lanu, Mechatati Lach, Ki Veit Alai V'Amamachti Chata'a Gedola, Ma'asim Asher Lo Yasi, Asita Imadi. Avimelech summoned Avram, and he says to him, what have you done to us? And what have I sinned against you? You have brought upon me and my kingdom a great sin. Deeds that are not done, you have done to me. You have to understand, what does it mean, me'asita lanu? Me'chatati lach. What does that mean? What did you do to us? And what did I sin to you? If he means, what's the evil deed? That you did to us. So first he should have said, Machatasi lach, what did I sin to you? That this is what you did to me. If pshat and ma'asisa lanu is, what did you do this bad thing to me for? And he should have first said, Mechatasila, what sin did I do to you that you're doing to me this bad deed. Also, he says, "Ma'asita lanu loshen rabim," to us. And then he says, "Vaytu ki evesa alayva mamachticha ta'agdola," because you brought upon me and upon my kingdom a big sin. It's a loshen yachid, singular, not like lanu earlier. Later on, pasuk yud, "Vayom Avimelech al Avraham, ma ra'ita ki asita tadavar hazeh." What did you see that you did this? Ma mirano sefet yeshkan. There's another vayomer. What was he adding? And already in pasuk tes, he says, "Ma sisa lanu mechatat silach keves leichah matichah tagidal sim shalosios tiseimadi." So what's he adding in pasuk yud? Ma ra'isa ki asisa sedaber hazeh. Sukkim Yir Aleph to Yir Gimel, Vayomer Avraham, Rak Ein Yirat Elokim B'Makom Hazeh, Maraguni Al Devar Ishti, V'Gam Emnach Oti Bat Avi, Yachlo Bat Imi Bat Ili Lisha. Vayihi, Kashir Etu Oti Elokim Mibet Avi, V'Omar Lah, Zeh Hazdech Asher Tasi Imadi, V'Kol Makom Asher Nabo Sham Im Li Achihu. Avram said, "For sure there's no fear of Hashem in this place. It will kill me because of my wife. And also indeed she's my sister, the daughter of my father, not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife." And it came to pass, when Hashem caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said to her, "This is your kindness, which you shall do with me. Every place we come to, say he's my brother." Asich levayer, ma'u rak. What does it mean? Rak ein yirat Elokim. Say ein yirat Elokim. I say rak only. There's no yiras Elokim. Ein ben farshim. Also, the Ramban asks, that I understand what it says in Pasuk Yir Aleph. Faraguni al Dvar Ishti. But Avraham Avinu was afraid they're going to kill him if he says that she's his wife. But that he says that she's really my sister. Okay, so you're related to her. But that doesn't help you then, not saying that she's my... He's asking, why don't you say she's my wife? At the end of the day, she's still your wife. Should have said she's my wife also. What does it help that you're related to her? Like Rashi explains, what does it mean, my sister? The daughter of my father. He says, "Uben av muteres leben beis basav muteres leben noach she'en avos lugoi uktei lamet varav yishivim keim vim tomo lo bat achi avat achi vaya aita b'nei banim areim kebanim varei bito shel terach." So really, she was the daughter of his brother. But grandchildren are like children. She's like Terach's daughter and he's Terach's daughter. She's the daughter of Haran. And Haran had a different mother. Seder, so you're related. Your father is her grandfather, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't say that she's your wife. Also, Pasuk Yud Gimel is really connected to Pasuk Yud Aleph. Pasuk Yud Aleph says, "Ki amati rak ein yirat Elokim b'makom hazeh v'raguni al dvar ishti." Right, and then he should have said, and it came to pass when Hashem caused me to wander from my father's house that I said to her, "Tell everybody you're my brother. Since I'm worried that they're going to kill me because you're my sister, tell everyone you're my brother." So why does it interrupt by saying that, and also indeed she's my sister, the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife. Why does it say that in the middle? It should have, Yud Gimel should have followed Yud Aleph. Ramavinu said, "I'm afraid they're going to kill me because she's my wife." And therefore I told her to say she's my brother. That should have followed. Yud Gimel saying she's my brother should have followed. Why does it interrupt with Pasuk Yud Gimel? Yabez. This whole thing about her really being his sister. Now we see a similar story in Parashas Lech Lecha with Paro and Sarah. Same idea. But the truth is, if you look in the Pesukim, you see their differences. We have to understand why. Example there, Paro said, why'd you say she's my sister? Avraham Avinu doesn't answer. Here Avraham Avinu answers Barichus. From the Maharshal. The Paro only asked once, and therefore he didn't answer him. Avimelech asked twice. Psukim Tes and Yud. And therefore he answered him. But what's the difference? He asked once, he asked twice. Question deserves an answer. Also, you have to understand. Paro said, what'd you do? Why didn't you tell me? Mazel sasisa li. Lama lo yigat to li. Avimelech says, lanu, to us. Also in Pasuk Yud, ki asisa sadavar azet, doesn't say li. So what's in this team Paro, the story with Paro and Avimelech? And also here in Pasuk Tezayin, it says, l'sar amayr, nena sati yalef kesef, ineo lach tzu senayim, l'chol asher yitach, evez kol ben achochas. Means, and to Sarah he said, behold, I've given 1,000 pieces of silver to your brother. Behold, it is the covering of the eyes for all who are with you, and with all you shall contend. She says, Avimelech said, in our honor to appease her, I bestowed upon you this honor, I give money to your brother. Behold, this money and this honor are to you a covering of the eyes. They will cover their eyes so that they will not denigrate you. I'll return you empty-handed. What is after you violated or returned her? But now that I spend so much money to be mefais you, everyone will know that I did it against my will. With a miracle. The ace call. And with all the people in the world, v'nochachas, you shall contend. You shall have the opportunity to contend and show these evident facts. So what's pshat that Avimelech gave money and Paro didn't? We also have to understand what it says by Paro, Pasuk Yitches, Mazel Sisali, Lama lo yigata li ki ishtachai. And afterwards, Pasuk Yitches, Lama marta chosi, veka chosali li isha, vatayine ishtacha kaf alech. He says, what did you do to me? Why didn't you tell me that she's your wife? And then afterwards, what did you say that she's my sister and I took her from you as a wife? Here's your wife, take her and go. What did he add in Pasuk Yitches that he didn't say in Pasuk Yitches? It's all one taina. That you said she's my sister and you didn't say she's my wife. So what's he adding in Pasuk Yitches? Also in Pasuk Yitches, it says the Lashon of Lo Yigadatali, Pasuk Yitches. Lo al ma shelo higid. Ela ma sheamar. Lama amarta. Yitches is higadata, Yitches is amarta. Ayin b'mefolshim. We also have to understand Pasuk Yitzayin, v'nagal dvar sarai shes Avram. It says that they got negayim, they got sick. Because of Sarai Eishes Avram. Pshita that Sarai is Eishes Avram. Why does it have to say this? And also, what does it mean? Advar Sarai Eishes Avram. Should have said Avur, Beglal Sarai. In Rashi, Kli Yakar. Gam Tzich Levayer Ata Shinuye On Shim. It's a part of Enigai Hashem, and Egoim Gidolim Bez Beisrei. It says that he got Nigayim Gedolim. What are these Negaim Gedolim? So Rashi says, B'makas rosan loka. He was struck with the plague of rosan, making intercourse harmful. Shatash mishkashala. So he had this disease that made Tashmish Amita difficult. That's with Paro. That's the Negaim Gedolim. Here it says, Ki Atzar, Atzor Atzar Hashem Ba'ad Kol Rechem Beit Avimelech. That he stopped their wounds. For Hashem had shut every womb of Avimelech's household. Rashi says, can I get kol pesach, every bodily opening. Wow, that's a bad one. So why by Paro is there rosan and by Avimelech there's closing up of the openings? We also have to understand why it was so, what's the difference, and why the different unction? In Bava Kamet, Sadi Beis, Amir Aleph. We also have to understand, why does it say here in Pasuk Zayin, V'atayishev Se'ish, return this woman, because he's a Navi, and he'll daven few and she'll live. We also see in Pasuk Yitzayin, V'yispal Avram el Elokim, V'yipras Avimelech v'sish lov amosa v'yaladu. From Avinu davens, and God heals Avimelech, and his wife, and the maidservants, and they gave birth. So you see that by Tfilas Avram Nirpo, otherwise they would have had the Makkah. And Paro says, Nishtabit filasa kami aman v'nishtar refuasa. So Paro says, Rashi sit ra. The Ramban says that Avram Avinu waited with his tefillah a few days, and therefore there was a shihui in the refuah. The refuah didn't come immediately. So why by Paro doesn't it say a lashon tefillah? By Avinu it says a lashon tefillah. By Paro it doesn't say a lashon of tefillah. What's the difference? So Baruch Hashem, we really have our work cut out for us. So let's see. Says Reina Rabbeinu Rip David. And we already see this in the Malbim and others. So that volume. Just they learn the Pesukim differently. But the Etzem Yisod you see in the Malbim and others. The Ba'avi Melech, there were two tainas, two reasons, two claims why he took Sarah. Two claims against the fact that he took Sarah. Number one, he stole from Avram, he stole his wife. And B'nai Noach, it's Gezel, also Begonig Nefesh, Ayin B'Rambam, B'Perek Tes, Melos Melachim, Melachat Tes, Mashakosu B'Sefer HaGodol, Ber Miriam B'Chele Gimel, Perek Tes, Melachat Zayin. Netani B'nai Lachaveiro, like we see Lahedji and Baba Kamet Sadi Beis, that you see from Avram that there's a chiv of Bakoshes Mechila. And one is Bogea Benam Lachaveiro. If the person does tshuva, he's not forgiven until he asks him for Mechila. So number one, there's an Indian Benam Lachaveiro. Number two, there's an Indian of Isserei Shesish, including Shem Mitzpnei Noach. That's an Avera L'Shemayim. That's what says in the Pasukim, L'chom Meisel Asher Asher Lakach Davibu L'Azboah. Asher Lakach does the Lakicha, which is Gezel. V'hibu Laz Baal is on the Yisur Eishasish. Lakicha, Gezel. V'hibu Laz Baal, has been with the man, she's an Eishasish. Ben Noach's not allowed to take an Eishasish. And by Ben Noach, a woman's considered an Eishasish after she's a V'hibu Laz Baal. By Ben Noach, like the Gemara says in the Sanhedrin and Zayin Amit Beis, there's no chuppah. Bulas Baal Yeshlam, Nichas al Chuppah, Lo'aniv La'inlam. They have Be'ilah, but they don't have Nichas al Chuppah. So once he's a Bulas Baal, it's an Asr Mitzad B'nei Noach. It would appear that the time of Gezel was only by Avimelech and not by Paro. But by king, the Pasuk says, Ves Benosechem Yikachloi. He's allowed to take the people's daughters, as the Rambam says, for Pilakshim, Perek Dalet Mechus Malachim. And there was no Tainas Gezel, there was only a Taina of Isserei Shishish. That's by Paro. By Avimelech, it says in Pasuk Aleph, Vayisam Misham Avram, Arza Negev, Yeshev, Ben Kadeshu, Ben Shur, Vayagor Bikor. We see in Tosis, in Kitten, Daf Beis, Amar Aleph, the Yirmasch of Ashkelon, that this is Eretz Yisrael, Mistam Avram Yitzhak, we're living in Eretz Yisrael. Parenthetically, it's Shver, what do you mean Mistam? It has to be. Yitzhak would never allow to leave Eretz Yisrael, Rashi, Parshas Tolos, Chof of Beis, Alterid Mitzrayim, you're an Ola Tumima. So if Yitzhak was in Gror, it was Eretz Yisrael. Why does Tosis just say Mistama? Akoponim, even though Lo Nitna Haaretz before Avram Avinu, Eretz Yisrael wasn't given before practically to Avram Avinu, but he already had a schus to live there. He's not Meshibet to anybody else. Like we see in Rashi, Parashas Chayisaro, Chav Gimel Dalet, if you want, I'm a ger, I'm a stranger, and if not, I'm a permanent dweller, I'm a citizen, and I'll take it because Hashem promised it to me. So Avimelech wasn't his king. As we would say when we were kids, Avimelech wasn't the boss over him, and therefore he has no right to take his wife. So it's Gezel in addition to the Yisra of Eish Hashish. Eish Hashish wasn't permitted to a king, certainly. But here it's Gezel also. By Paro is the king. Paro is not in Eretz Yisrael. And he's the king, so there's no Tain of Gezel. It's just a Tain of Eish Hashish. But Avimelech is in Eretz Yisrael, Yisrael is Avram's land. So there, not only is it the Eish Hashish, it's also Gezel. He has no right to take him. Avimelech is the king over Avram. The land was given to Avram. So it emerges according to this that the onus of Avimelech, because of this, Himcha Meis Al Yisrael Shalakachta, you're going to die because you took this woman. Ugam Al Masha Aseba Torat Malchut. שנטילת האישה מדין מלך שאינו נכון כלפי אברהם ושתמש במלכותו שלא כדין ויש כאן חטא במלכות וכן יש כאן חטא פרטי של אשת איש שאינו עניין למלכות וזהו שאמר אבי מלך הגוי גם צדיק תהרוג the honest of אבי מלך that he's going to die for taking this woman is also what he did with Torah's Malchus taking a woman מדין מלך which isn't correct vis-a-vis אברהם. And he used his malchus, he used his kingship against the din, against the law. So there's a sin against the malchus. And there's also a personal sin against Avram Avinu, which has nothing to do with the malchus. And that's what Avimelech says, Hagoy gam tzedik ta'arog. Goy is the nation. Because the king is like the whole nation, like the Rambam says, Peregimu yachos melachah melachah vav. The melech is lev kol kahal Yisrael. Ve'im ha'ma shekosev v'sefer ber miriam b'chelek alef. Mikam ha'makoyroitz, mefuroshim. That Melech has a din tzibur, Melech has a din am. Like Rashi writes in Parashas Chukas, Bamidbar 21:21, Moshe is Yisrael and Yisrael is Moshe. Because Nasi Ador is Kechol Ador. Because the Nasi is everything, Ayin Sham. And for this reason, Avimelech said later on, Potsik Tes, Ki Eves Alayv Amam Lachti. Shekevan Shechata Melech, since the king sinned, the Yonish is also, and the king is the Klal, the Yonish is also included. And my kingdom and everybody. Because if I sin, everybody's sinning. Brought in the Torah Shleima. And the Pasuk Vayur Anashim Eod. They said, Zeh Choyte V'kulam Mason. This guy's going to sin, Avimelech, and we're all going to die. Also Pasuk Yitches, Ki Yatzor Atzar. We see in the Torah Shlema, he brings the Pesuk in Zutras, he brings the Medrash, Pesuk the Rabba, that Atzar Hashem at kol ha'mayanot shelo v'shel beito v'shel kol ha'mekomot. Everybody was all constipated. Everybody was stopped up in there. And it's not like Paroi. Paroi just Vayinaga Hashem is Paroi Vez Beso Nikoyim Gedolim. It wasn't the whole Malchus. By Avimelech was the whole Malchus. Because Avimelech sinned with his Malchus, taking this woman against the rules. He had no right to, saying, I'm king. No, you're not. Not over Avram. Therefore, the Malchus was punished by Paroi, just his home, his house. His household members. It wasn't a chet b'malchus, just a personal sin. That's what it means. Hagoy gam tzadik tarog. You're going to kill the whole nation? Because my sin connects to the whole nation, because I'm the king. And I sin with my kingship. And this he added, gam tzadik. That's klapi the chet of Avram Avinu. That's already something personal. And he says, I'm a tzaddik about that. Why should there be an onus on the goy and the whole nation and also on the tzaddik and Avram Avinu? So in that Elimelech is saying, that Avimelech is saying, that there's no room to punish him. Not on the chet begeder goy, but lo al chet prati. Because he says, I'm a tzaddik. And that's what it says in Pasuk Hey. Halo hu amar li achoti hi. Zeh klapei gezel shel Avraham. Wait, she said she's my sister, and therefore he's giving rishus. So it's not there's no tainis gezel. And also mitzad the yitzrei shesish. V'hi gam hi amra achihu. And she said he's my brother. Shechet Avraham Avinu eino talui b'baal ela b'cheftza shel aisha. Shidvar isur. ומשום כך, אמנם אינו עניין למה שאמר הוא, אבל הרי גם היא אמרה כן, ואדם נאמן על עצמו. So first of all, הוא אמר חויסי. So, when Avram says she's my sister, there's no gezel, he's giving permission to take her. And with מסעד יצירי שסיש, היא גם היא אמרה אחי הוא. She said, he's my brother. Adam ne'aman al atzmo. Ein kan mokom laharich bepir te'adin la'alacha. But Adam ne'aman al atzmo. She said, he's my brother. So she's ne'aman, she's not an eish esish. So mehechi tesi, I should think she's not telling the truth. And that's loshen of hi gam hi. V'hainu hi mitzad eisur shel hi. If you want to talk about the isur mitzad her, gam hi amrachi. She also said he's my brother. And therefore, I'm a tzaddik. I didn't do anything wrong. Hello, who amar li achoti, achotihi? Avraham Avinu said she's my sister, so he's giving permission to take her. There's no gezel. V'hi, and what about the sin by her? Av eish esish. Gam hi amrachi. She also said he's my brother. Says no eish esish. So why are you punishing me? Hagoy gam tzaddik tarog. You're going to punish the nation. You're going to punish me. Ma pitom. ועל זה ענה לו, השם בפסוק ו' ויאמר אליו האלוקים בחלום, גם אנוכי ידעתי כי בתום לבבך עשית זאת, ואחסוך גם אנוכי אותך מלכתו לי, על כן לא נתתי חלנגוי אליה. And Hashem says to him in the dream, I know that you acted with a pure heart, and I stopped you from sinning to me, and therefore I didn't let you touch her. אין חינמי, מצד בול אז בוא על ירשוגג. You didn't know. You didn't know. B'tom levavcha asisas us. And the whole nidon is klapei lahaba. The whole issue is talking about the future. You mean chame shiv. Da ki ma'os tamus. You should know you're going to die if you don't give her back. And that's what it says. V'achsof gam anuchi oscha mechato li. Li. Mechato li. Some at the Yisra Shesish, which is initial Hashemayim, velo chet gezel, shu chet l'Avram, and therefore you need mechila from him. Ve'echsoch gam anochi oscha mechato li, I stopped you from sinning. To me, I stopped you from doing the Isser of Eishes Ish. Ba'al Tzavram, you need mechila. Adam Wad Le'olam. You caused Avram a loss. You caused Avram Tzar. You need pius. You need Avram to daven for you. B'mevatel Le'onash of Ki Yatzor Tzar. Like we see in Baba Kam at Tzadi Beis Amar Aleph that we mentioned earlier. Machma Sachet La'Avram, he was the Mishaiv B'pius and Mechila B'tfilas Avram. There is no tain of Shogeg. Adam Wad Le'olam. So I stopped from sinning to me, Klapi Shamayim, Eshesish, but not Klapi Gezel Avram. Now we know the difference between Paro and Avimelech. The Paro, the Onesh, was to be Mevatel, the Bia, and the Eshesish. Shebezech Hata. Al Dvar Sarai Eshes Avram. Shebol Afuke, Sheloya kan Onesh al Mashenas al Avram. Paro didn't sin to Avram. She was the Melech, so he had every right to take her. King is allowed to take the girls. It's the Rambam Paskins. But the sin was to Avram. Al Dvar Sarai Eshes Avram. As far as Avram Avinu was concerned, he didn't sin to him because the king is allowed to take the women. So it wasn't a sin to Avram Befrat. He uses Koach HaMalchus Paro. It was only Al Dvar Sarai, she Eshetish. That she's Eshes Avram. Because of the matter of Sarai that she's an Eishes Ish, not on the matter of Avram. But that she's Eishes Avram. She's Avram's wife. So he sinned with Eishes Ish. And therefore, what's going to be the punishment? This illness called Rosan. And what did Rashi say about Rosan? That a Tashmish kashala. This makes Tashmish difficult. In other words, how did he sin? He sinned with the sin of Eishes Ish. Shasem said to him, all right, you're going to have trouble having Bia. That's going to be your punishment. Because that was Paro's sin. And again, it's only Paro Beso. It wasn't a sin for the whole Mamlacha. Because Paro didn't sin mitzah the mamlacha, mitzah taking out Sarah, he had a right to as king. Just a personal sin of Eishes Ish, that was his sin, and that's why the punishment was Rosan. Shatashmish kashala. And that's Lashon of Al-Dvar. It doesn't say biglal, not because of Sarai, but Al-Dvar. And it's coming to preclude. Sharak al-Dvar hazeh. Haita alav tana. Akal dvar sarai eshes avram haita tana that he took an eshes ish. Akal adavar azev, lo davar acher. And therefore when he returned Sarah, no prayer is needed. No tefillah is necessary. Because he fixed it. There's no eshes ish anymore. Ain't sarach bonesh. He had this Ras and Shatashmish Kashlov, and now he returns Sarah, so he's off the hook for Eishes Ish. Avalei tel Avimelech, haya onesh shel gezel, sheinyano hachnasa lirshuto shel davar shel acherim. By Avimelech, the punishment was gezel. Gezel is taken into Yerushus, what belongs to others. And this, the onus is mida keneged mida. that adarabah, gam davar shelo yuchnas etzlo. In other words, you're taking what belongs to somebody else and putting it in your rishos. So because of that, you're going to get a punishment, mida keneged mida, that your own things are going to be nichnas etzlo, not going to come out. You took something, other people's things into your rishos. Your own things are going to stay in your own rishos, and you're not going to like that. Ki atzor atzar Hashem ba'ad kol rechem. Everybody was all stopped up, not being able to give birth, and constipated, and the psachim were stopped up. And that is not going to be fixed just by returning Sarah. You still need Bakashas Mechila because he stole from Avram. And that's a Ben Adam Lachavero. By Paro, it was only Ben Adam Lamakom with Eshesish. He returned the Eshesish, he's off the hook. Well, it's Malchus, he didn't sin because he was in Mitzrayim and he has a right to take her. But by Avimelech is in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Avram's land, he has no right to take her. So he still has to ask Mechila from Avram Avinu. Giving her back isn't enough. He still needs prayer and Mechila. You see the difference between Paro and Avimelech? So עכשיו נראה that it's true that a person is מועד לעולם. A person is always responsible for what they do. אבל עדיין יש טענה שכיוון שהבעל דין עצמו Amar davar shel haskama l'netila. Since the Baal Din himself agreed, there's no gezel. Rakim yesh tzad lachshosh ba'amira she'ina mechamat haskama v'odah l'mitam acher. Only if there's a tzad to be choshesh, that when he says what he says, it's not because he really agrees, but for another reason, then the din returns of adam mu'ad la'olam, that you can't accept what he says simply, and there's going to be an onesh. And that's the nafgamina between the Isser of Gzela and the Isser of Eshesish. That Gzela is primarily the loss of your friend. And if there was a reason, La Amirat HaMafsid, She'ena Machamat Matana, and if the Mafsid said what he said, because he wasn't giving it as a Matana, he's losing. And even if the person taking her away couldn't have thought of this reason why the seer was saying what he said to allow him to take this woman, nevertheless, there's a hefsed. And as long as the person speaking has a reason why what he said is not to be interpreted as that he's giving a gift, then we follow him, adam mu'ad la'olam. The person's responsible for his actions always, and therefore, if there's any tzad mitzad the omer, that it's not really a matana. So then there's an isser of gezel. Because gezel's hefse t'chavera. As long as you're making your friend lose, even if he says something, which means that it's, no, don't worry, you're not making me lose. But if there's a reason that he said it, that it wouldn't be true, that it's really not, he's really not masking, then we say adam mu'ad la'olam, and he has no right to take it away, ma'shein kein. If the one who was given the heter, there's no reason to be choshesh, that there's no, that what's being said isn't sincere, so mitzad, the person taking her, mitzad, the person being with the eshesish, we have no tainan. So you're right, it's true. Like we see in the Sugin Makas Tesam and Beis, and that's why Abimelech was punished. He should have known better. Somebody comes to the town, you start asking him about the ladies. Is this your wife? Is this your sister? What sort of business is that? So Abimelech was punished. But that's only Klapei the Gezel, that it wasn't considered ones because he should have known better. And we see Adam Wood Leolam. Shouldn't have taken her away. And for the gazelle, he was responsible. But Klape Eshesish, Sof Sof Lefi Daito Vavanasa Loya Kan Srachis Serva Chai Gavna Lek Einish. But you're too worried about the Eshesish. As far as Avimelech is concerned, There was no issur at all. There's no punishment. He thought that she's not an Eishes Ish. And we see this in the Rambam, Rambam Perek Yud Hilchos Melachim. Ben Noach is chayv b'shogeg, but if he thinks she's single, he's pater. So as far as the Eishes Ish is concerned, he has a taina. He thought she was a pnuya, and he had a good reason for thinking that, so he's off the hook. When it comes to Gezel, since Gezel is mitzad hefset chavero, if mitzad chavero there was a reason why his words weren't necessarily sincere and he really wasn't really maskin, then the person who's over on Gezel has to be punished for that. That's what the Gemara says in Makkos, Havalei Lumad Velo Laman, Avimelech should have known better. You don't start asking when someone comes to town about the ladies. And now we can understand what it says further. Besam levavi uvinikoyan kapia sisizos. That's in Pasuk K. That Avimelech says, "Halo uamar li achoisihi v'higami amrachi hu besam levavi uvinikoyan kapia sisizos." Didn't he say to me, "She's my sister," and she said, "He's my brother." With the innocence of my heart and with the purity of my hands, I've done this. That's Pasuk K. And then, and this it says in Pasuk Vav, Gam enochi yodati ki besam levavcha sisizos. That Hashem says to him, I know that you did it with an innocence of your heart. And I too have withheld you from sinning to me. Therefore I didn't let you touch her. Rashi says, where's the nikayin kapayim? He says, besam levavcha. There's no nikayin kapayim here. When Hashem answers him, there's no clean hands. So Rashi explains, "Avon nikayin kapayim ein kan." Hada amra mishmush yadayim yesh kan. There was, you're not, you did touch her. You weren't completely clean. So we have to understand. Then how did Avimelech say, "Benikayin kapayim sisizos"? What do you mean? There's no nikayin kapayim. But he lies to Hakadosh Baruch Hu ziyodeh kol talumas. But Rashi says. In some Rashi's isn't so kolayim, it's in parentheses. Mishmosh yadayim yesh kan. So there's no nikyon kapayim, he did touch her. So what is he lying to Hashem? Based on what we said, we understand. The two nidonim here, the two issues. There's the issur Eishes Ish, and then there's the issur of Gezel. Gezel, yesh bo isul, gam neged mishmosh yadayim. Even if he touches her. Why? Because he took her away from her husband? It's a hefsed for the husband that somebody else is touching his wife. But Issur Eishes Ish, there's no Issur of Krevus Ba'arayus to Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach, there's no Issur of Negia, just touching somebody else's wife. And even by a Jew, according to the Ramban, it's only the Rabbanan, it's not the Raisa. So Avimelech Tainas, Besam Levavi, with a complete heart. There he was talking about the Issur Eishes Ish. Because I trusted Sarah. Sarah tells me she says Avram's her brother. I trusted Sarah. There's no sheker. I tom levav. Uvinignikyo and kapai. I had clean hands. In other words, I didn't take what wasn't mine. Because I was somechan Avram Avinu. Who told me that she's a sister. Those are the two Isurim. So Avimelech was defending himself on both accounts. And that Hashem said to him, you're right. Besam levavcha, with a complete heart, you were a complete heart. You trusted Sarah. There's no Eishes Ish. There's no Eishes Ish, because you trusted Sarah. And you're allowed to trust Sarah. And I prevented you from sinning to me. Why? Because that's klapei the iser of gezel. And klapei the iser of gezel, adam mod la'olam. And so, of course, Sophie took her away. So Avimelech wasn't lying. Avimelech was saying, listen, when it comes to the Isser of Eishasish, there's no Isser Krebus Barayas B'Bnei Noach. So the fact that I touched her, I didn't do anything wrong. And Hashem said, no, but you don't have Nikon Kapayim, you stole her. There's still an Isser of Gezel. And therefore, there's an Isser of Mishmash Yadayim. For that already, there's Gezel. So like we said before, Avimelech had a taina as far as the Isser of Eishasish goes. For that, he can trust Sarah. The Isser is on Sarah. And if Sarah tells him that she's not married, so then he can trust her. When it comes to Gezel being mafsid your friend, if so if you're mafsid your friend, then we say Adam Muad Le'olam, and he's chayv even on Shogeg. He's responsible even for Shogeg. Gezel is no Patur Shogeg. Havalei Lilmod V'lo Lamad. You should have known better. When someone comes to town, you don't start asking him, is this your sister, is this your wife? So there's no Isser at all. Because he has no reason to be malabadato that she's not telling the truth. But as far as causing someone else harm, if there's some reason to suspect that the other person really isn't masking, then you're responsible. Adam Mu'ad La'olam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chapping on the gezel. Yes, b'som levavcha, b'noni koyim kapai. There's mishmash yadayim. There's gezel. Even though there's no iser v'eishasish. So we still have a lot more to talk about. This is a incredibly profound story. And it's a shem, the nether. In the next shir, we will in the coming shir, we'll hopefully continue. And we will see continuing the flows with Torah's Hashem to understand this fascinating parasha. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.